Ezekiel chapter 14. Then certain of the elders of Israel came to me, and sat before me. And the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart, and put the stumbling block of their sin before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak to them, and say to them, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Every man of the house of Israel who sets up his idols in his heart, and puts the stumbling block of his sin before his face, and comes to the prophet. I the Lord Jehovah will answer him who comes according to the multitude of his idols. That I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say to the house of Israel, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says, Repent, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. Because every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger who stays in Israel, who separates himself from me, and sets up his idols in his heart, and puts the stumbling block of his sin before his face, and comes to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I the Lord Jehovah will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And you shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah. And if the prophet is deceived when he has spoken a thing, I the Lord Jehovah have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him, and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. And they will bear the punishment for their sin. The punishment of the prophet will be even as the punishment of the one who seeks him. That the house of Israel may no more go astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all their sins. But that they may be my people, and I may be their God, says the Lord God Jehovah. The word of the Lord Jehovah came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sins against me by doing grievous sins, then I will stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the supply of its bread, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver only their own souls by their righteousness. Says the Lord God Jehovah. If I cause wild beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it becomes desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beasts. Though these three men were in it, as I live, says the Lord God Jehovah. They will deliver neither sons nor daughters, they only will be delivered, but the land will be desolate. Or if I bring a sword upon that land, and say, Sword, go through the land. So that I cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men were in it, as I live. Says the Lord God Jehovah. They will deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they themselves only will be delivered. Or if I send a disease into that land, and pour out my fury upon it in blood, to cut off from it man and beast. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, as I live. Says the Lord God Jehovah, they will deliver neither son nor daughter, they will only deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Because this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. How much more when I send my four sore judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, and the famine, and the roaring beast, and the disease, to cut off from it man and beast. Yet, indeed, there will be left a remnant in it that will be brought forth, both sons and daughters, indeed. They will come forth to you, and you will see their ways and their works, and you will be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. And they will comfort you, when you see their deeds and their works, and you will know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, says the Lord God Jehovah.